Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Random Thoughts from A. Today, we're diving into something super relatable, something I think we've all experienced at some point, chasing after people who just don't seem to appreciate us. It's draining, it's disheartening, and frankly, it's a waste of your precious energy. I'm excited to delve into this topic with my co-host, Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. This is definitely a topic that resonates. I think we've all been there, haven't we? Pouring our hearts and souls into relationships, friendships, romantic partnerships, even family dynamics, where the effort just isn't reciprocated.
Absolutely. It's like running a marathon with ankle weights. You're putting in all this effort, but you're not getting anywhere, and it's just making you feel exhausted and resentful. So, let's unpack this. What are some signs that you might be chasing someone who doesn't appreciate you?
I think a big one is consistently feeling like you're the one initiating contact. Are you always the one texting, calling, or making plans? If the conversation feels one-sided, or if they only respond when it's convenient for them, that's a major red flag.
Good point. And it's not just about the frequency of contact, but the quality. Are they truly listening when you talk? Do they remember important details about your life? Or do they seem distracted and uninterested?
Exactly. And it can show up in the little things, too. Do they acknowledge your efforts? A simple thank you can go a long way. But if they consistently take your kindness for granted, it's a sign that they don't value your contributions to the relationship.
So, we've established the signs. Now, let's talk about the why behind this behavior. Why do we keep chasing after people who clearly aren't appreciating us?
I think a lot of it boils down to insecurity and the fear of being alone. We might think, well, at least someone is in my life, even if that someone is consistently making us feel bad about ourselves. It's also easy to fall into the trap of thinking that if we just try harder, we can somehow win their approval or affection.
That's so true. There's also this sunk cost fallacy at play. We've invested so much time and energy into the relationship that we don't want to admit it's not working. It's like, I've already put in this much effort, I can't give up now.
Right. And sometimes it's about our own self-worth. If we don't believe we deserve better, we might settle for less than we deserve. We might even subconsciously choose people who treat us poorly because it reinforces our negative beliefs about ourselves.
Okay, so how do we break this cycle? How do we stop chasing after people who don't appreciate us and start prioritizing our own well-being?
The first step is recognizing the pattern. You've got to become aware of the dynamic and acknowledge that it's not healthy. Then it's about setting boundaries. This is huge. Start saying no to things you don't want to do, and stop putting their needs above your own.
Absolutely. And it's okay to create some distance. You don't have to cut them out of your life completely, although that might be necessary in some cases, but you can definitely limit your interactions and invest your energy elsewhere.
And this is the most important part. Focus on building your own self-worth. Engage in activities that make you feel good about yourself, spend time with people who genuinely appreciate you, and practice self-compassion. Remember, your value doesn't depend on someone else's opinion of you.
I think sometimes we need to hear that. It's a really powerful message. It's okay to let go. It's okay to prioritize your own happiness and surround yourself with people who lift you up, not drag you down. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thanks for having me. And to our listeners, remember that you are worthy of appreciation. Don't waste your time chasing after people who can't see your value. Instead, focus on cultivating relationships with people who cherish you for who you are. Until next time.